Hey, it's Allegra Lowenstein, and you are listening to Small Steps, Big Magic, the podcast to craft a life that sparkles. This is episode 15, and I am super excited to talk to you today about structure. This has been a message that has been coming into my life kind of a lot lately. And structure is really important, okay? We all have structure in our lives. We all want to have the benefit of structure. We sometimes don't want the constraints of structure. Of course, like most things, there's two sides to it. And I want to talk about structure, which isn't something that I usually spend a lot of time with, okay? So when you want to reach your ideal natural weight, if you're wanting to lose weight, if you're wanting to improve your health, so much of what's out there actually is based on structure. So we're going to think about for a minute, like meal planning. Okay, and I do have a meal planning program. It's eat twice as healthy in half the time. It's the ambitious person's meal planning and prep guide that adds nothing to your to-do list. Okay, and it's great, but it's really quite flexible. It's not the normal approach to meal planning. It is structured, but it's a flexible kind of structured. Okay, so the reason I created it is because what I found out there was too rigid. And the rigidity is inherent to a lot of structure. Okay, you don't get to choose when you're going to go to work, or, you know, when you have that deadline for that client, or when a lot of these things are happening, right? We don't get to choose a lot of the things that give us the structure in our life. And yet, even within that, we have to be able to find that flexibility, right? So, especially if you're in business for yourself, you know, the deadline may be hard and fast, but how you get there is up to you. Okay, that's just one good metaphor. And I really want to take the overly extreme rigidity out of structure. So let me reframe things. What other ways do we need structure to reach our health goals, reach any weight goals that you might have? Okay, so meal planning is one approach. Any kind of prescribed program that you have seen, very likely have tried, those are based on structure, right? So 21 day fix, 21 days of structure, whole 30 days of structure. They're based on very, very, very rigid structure in most of these situations. Drink a protein shake every morning. Drink our special powder, okay, like Beachbody. Oh, just drink this powder every day. That is flexible in the day-to-day, but it's rigid because there's only one choice available to you. It's based on consuming this powdered drink product. Okay, so a lot of rules. That's another kind of structure. And even when we get, you know, I always am talking about how we feel about things, what kind of emotional state does it set us into? And honestly, there's like mental structure too. So any kind of diet, even if you feel that it's so flexible, but any kind of diet that's based on a specific calorie count or reducing carbohydrates, or I mean, my God, ketogenic diet, like that is so rigid and so structured. You're eliminating entire categories of food. You're trying to force your body to do some specific thing. You're measuring it. Do you know that ketogenic practicers pee on a stick? They pee on a stick to see if what they're doing is working. And that is nutso to me, all right? Because if I want to be healthy, I shouldn't have to pee on a stick. I mean, if you're trying to get pregnant, you want to know. But guess what? You would know at some point. You just pee on a stick to find out sooner. And it's the same with keto. You're going to know if it feels good to you. You're going to know if it's actually working. You're going to know if it makes you absolutely crazy. You're going to know if it totally sucks to be doing this diet. And no matter what the pee stick tells you, that's not going to tell you whether or not that diet sucks. And my guess is that it does. I never will try it, so I can't speak from experience. Okay, so the idea is that all of these things are based on essentially a type of structure that we're imposing onto ourselves. And there is a time and a place for structure, okay? I even tell people, you know, I'm like the eat whatever you want, whenever you want queen. But sometimes it is nice to have a little reset. Sometimes it is nice to do this one thing for a week or 2 weeks or a month, unless it's going to make you backtrack because you're so caught up in the mental structure, the mental rigidity, all right? And if you have done multiple diets in your life, maybe reached a goal but not been able to keep it off, I'm going to tell you right now, now is not the time or the place for excessive structure. All right, now is not the time or the place to do something really specific for any number of days. Now is the time to rebuild those skills of flexibility. And sometimes people hear me talk about, oh, eat whatever you want, whenever you want, and they do a little inner eye roll, okay? They think it's not possible. They think it can't be true. And there's a balance that has to be found. And it is true that sometimes when people give themselves permission to eat what they want whenever they want, they will overdo it. That is the pendulum reacting to too much structure, including mental judgment. Okay, so going on all those diets that told you, like, don't eat this, don't eat that, pee on a stick, only eat this, drink this protein powder. Those gave you structure, which was helpful, and, you know, a lot of people lose weight that way. But what they also do is they train your mind to live in that overly rigid state. It affects your soul. I mean, it affects your view of the whole world, honestly. And then you carry that with you because what happens is that extreme rigidity becomes a judgment. And then you start to look at food and be like, that's bad. You know, that's bad for me, but it's so good and that's what I want. It's like the naughty list, right? And of course, we all want to be naughty sometimes. That's totally normal. I mean, sometimes I just lie to my husband about where I'm going because I just don't even want him to know. And it's like a dumb thing. Like, I won't tell him when I got a massage. And he doesn't care. He thinks it's great that I get massage. He's fine. You know, it's not like I have to hide it because he's going to get mad or something. I hide it for my own benefit. I hide it just to make that massage feel like I was doing something naughty. Because, you know, it's okay. It's okay to want to be naughty sometimes, but when that concept gets attached to how you're dealing with something so basic and everyday like eating your food, it's gonna mess you up. And I speak from experience. When I was in my 20s, I was an extreme sugar binger. I would try to quit eating sugar completely. I would try to banish it, get it out, never eat it. But then I would, like, 3 days in, be binging on it again. Okay, and it's because I was caught in that extreme cycle of rigidity. So it's true, we want to just bash that up, break it down, get rid of it, throw it out the window. It's garbage. Okay, that approach is garbage. And the reason why I wanted to talk about structure today is because even when we're getting rid of an old structure that didn't work, like these rigid set periods of time of really specific things, what I have found is that it's really great to get rid of those. It's essential to get rid of those. And yet, when we just say get rid of that old thing, I just know from experience, my personal experience, and also from my clients' experiences, we have to have something new to take its place. So imagine the old structure is like, I don't know, like a knight's metal armor, right? It's stiff, it's heavy, it feels safe. You think, oh, I'm safe in this because this is really rigid and this is really strong. But you can't move, you can't really, all you can do is like ride a horse and ram somebody with your big stick. And putting it that way just really gives it another spin, doesn't it? But the idea is that, okay, this isn't the greatest metaphor because this is like about a battle, but it can feel like a battle. And so let's just think, look, what's the better way? What did this evolve? We want to be able to, like, a comparison would be fencing, all right? So we want the structure of fencing. So we still have a sword, but it's lightweight. We still have some protective gear, but we can move. We have this freedom, right? We're not rigid and stuck to this one way. We can move around. We can run. We can jump, do like flips and stuff if we want to in a fencing outfit. Okay, so set the battle aside. It's really about, you have this situation, you need gear. Do you want like that heavy protective gear? It might seem like it, but you really want actually the flexible support. Okay, so this has been coming up for me in my life over and over and over. Okay, I have this set of oracle cards that I just love. It's based on plant spirits. And I don't believe these things tell the future, okay? I like woo-woo stuff, but to me, I'm still based on science, right? So anything woo-woo is still, for me, it's about cultivating mindfulness, which is scientifically proven to be beneficial, and creating like contemplative, meditative practices and self-reflection. Okay, so whether you like the tarot, how do you pronounce it? I don't know, like angel cards, whatever, all this kind of stuff, you know, crystal balls, whatever suits your fancy. To me, it's about that opportunity for self-reflection, meditation. Okay, so the reason why they work is because they're based on archetypes and symbolism that has meaning to us as human creatures based in history and folklore and, you know, all of the richness of being a human, all of the experiences, like so many stories work because they're ultimately an embodiment of the human experience, right? So to me, this is another layer of that. All right, so I have this deck of cards. They're based on plant spirits. What's also cool about these cards is that they teach you also about the medicine, the herbalism behind the cards, behind the plants, as well as the spiritual side. And so I really love these cards. And the other thing is that I, as much science as what I love, I still hold space for mystery in my life and unexplained. right? So my husband is a math major, physicist, engineer, skeptic, atheist. And he's always like, oh, that can be explained by numbers. But I'm like, whatever. I didn't ask your opinion on this. So getting back to those cards and why I'm bringing them up, I'm not taking the skeptical side. I'm taking the rich, joyful, how is this even possible? This must mean something side, that I keep getting over and over, just in the past month, the card for boneset. So boneset is a plant. It was used historically for bone injuries. It's high in calcium. And the plant has this beautiful symmetry to it and a very structured appearance. And so symbolically, it is also about bringing structure to our life, just as the skeleton, it brings structure to our body, right? So there's many layers to how these cards are being represented. And I just think it's crazy. What are the chances? And this is why it means something to me. Why don't I get different cards more often, right? I keep getting this card, boneset. And then, even if that's just a random statistical anomaly of mathematics, that's fine, because the card still means something to me. Because when I read about this card and get this card and see this beautiful artist's rendering of boneset, I am reminded that in my life, I really do need to bring a certain level of structure, a new structure. For me, it's about this transition of having been primary caregiver, part-time businesswoman, and transitioning more to the business side. My kids are both in school. I'm settling into this rhythm. I have a little bit more time. All this kind of stuff. And I also know that I need to balance a lot of things. I need to maintain my health, right? I need to take care of my body. And I need the structure to be giving myself what I need. That's also what this structure is about, right? Ultimately, for you, for me, on this health journey, creating structure in our lives is ultimately about giving ourselves what we need to be our best selves and do our best work. Which is why the structure of, 30 days of pain and suffering on some terrible diet won't serve you. So it's to get rid of that garbage thought that's a good idea. Okay, like for me, I walk all the time, right? You're with me. You're with me on my walks. I go walking. It's meditative, it's contemplative, it's productive. And yet, I also know, for me, I need to build some strength. Okay, so this is something I'm working into my life and my schedule, and I'm creating structure to support that. And I, for the past couple weeks, in my head, I'm ready. In my head, I'm like, yeah! This is it. It's the new year. I'm going to start doing strength classes at the gym. But in reality, I haven't been once. The thing is that I take a step back and I know that it's not going to, the first step is mentally ready, right? But what we usually do is we jump in and we try to cram it in. We try to cram it, like whatever it is, whether we're doing cardio, weight loss, diet change, we like, mentally, I'm ready, and boom, I'm trying to do it. But we don't have the structure that's going to sustain us long term. We haven't sorted it out yet. So how am I doing this? I'm looking at my calendar. I'm mapping out opportunities so where I can both still do my walking, but also start to build in these new strength building opportunities. I'm looking at how that affects me. What do I need? Do I need to find more babysitting? Yes, I always need to find more babysitting. Do I need to a rearrange, like a carpool situation. There's all these logistical factors, right? And I think that's the thing, is that structure ultimately is just a system to operate logistically in our life, right? And you know, you're busy, you're ambitious, you have systems, you know how this works, you have some kind of way that you deal with people's requests of you, communications that you get, text messages, phone, email. We already have systems, and it's about not going overboard and trying to just put stuff in without a sustainable system, but it's about building a structure, ultimately a rhythm, right? So what we really are looking for is not structure at all, it's rhythm. But just like when you're learning a musical instrument, you use a metronome to get started, to keep time for you. We have to build a metronome into our life, a gentle, rhythmic metronome of structure, so that we can build up these practices, make these healthy choices, one step at a time, one foot in front of the other, no shame if we miss a beat, just like a beginning musician takes a pause and restarts the song with the next metronome rhythm. That's what we're building for ourselves. That's why we look to systems like eat twice as healthy in half the time, like my book Kitchen Magic. Eat twice as healthy in half the time is coming out later this year. Kitchen Magic is available now. It introduces you to the concept of themes while you cook so that you can have improv in the kitchen. Okay, so I have a YouTube channel where I cook recipes and I talk about things you can do, ingredients you can replace. I literally don't prep anything on purpose. So you can hit play on that YouTube video and watch me make it. Laugh with me, because sometimes I make mistakes, but I tell you in the description so you won't make the same ones. And make it alongside. So if that video is 20 minutes, that meal is, the hands-on part is done in 20 minutes. It might be in the oven a little longer, but you're finished. If it's 30 minutes, you can do it in 30 minutes. And the reason, some people ask me, well, why do you start with recipes? You know, I thought you were about emotional eating. Well, the idea is that, yes, none of this, none of the structure, none of the rhythm, none of it will work at all if we're not dealing with the emotional triggers, because they'll just, you'll be going along fine. You know, that is why you can like do some program for 2 weeks or 2 months, feel like you're making all this progress, and then boom, it's over because the emotional trigger came into play. Whatever it is, you know, problem with your relationship, stress at your work, maybe an unexpected change, you know, family situation, some emergency, just like feeling down. Maybe it's unidentified, you don't even know why, but it's, I promise you, there's a reason. And so it's true that if you're not doing the emotional work, which is why the first book that I ever published was The Emotional Eating Detox, it's a guided journal. If you're not doing the emotional work, none of the structure and none of the rhythm matters. You'll be sabotaged, you'll feel sabotaged, and you'll fall off the wagon, and you'll wonder why. The emotional work is a given, but that's what I usually talk about. So I'm taking that break today to put it into this context of the structure or the rhythm, and how we create new structure and rhythms in our life to support us, right? Because you can't just not do anything. You can't just do whatever all the time I mean, you can, but you have to train yourself so that whatever is still kind of healthy-ish. And you'll be a little more healthy sometimes, and you'll be a little less healthy sometimes, and that's normal. That's all normal. It's getting rid of that rigidity in logistics, in structure, and in mindset, and replacing it with that flexible support as we also continue to unravel the emotional triggers. So I've given you a lot of information here about structure and how it works. I dare you, I double dog dare you, to go to my YouTube channel and try one of those recipes. Or get the cookbook and try one of the recipes from there. And let me know how it goes. You can find all of this information, everything I talked about, if you want more resources, at AllegraLowenstein.com. As always, thanks for listening. Let me know your thoughts. I always love to hear from you.